You are about to hear the Travel World Radio Show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Take your dream trip.
Come along with us as we travel the world.
Across America via satellite.
Your listeners will love the Travel World Radio Show. It's a one-hour travel talk show.
This is Willem Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
Bob Giacini.
Scott Fontaine.
Ella Sobel.
David Eady.
Travel World is informative.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the people who want to have the times of their lives.
A hukilau, she explained, was a traditional Hawaiian way of putting food on the table and making sure that everyone had enough to eat.
This is the old path of the West River Railroad.
Fine food service, comfortable seats with adjustable headrests, the individual entertainment systems. They also have a camera where you can get a bird's eye view of the plane taking off and landing.
Our transport around the city centre is wonderful. We have the Metrolink, we have a free bus service, but most importantly is the fact that the city is really, really compact.
Many of Wailea's beachfront hotels offer great freebies to their guests, too.
It's a high-speed quad chair lift.
It's great. I love listening to you guys talk about this because it brings up so many great ideas, both sure. Memories and things that everybody would like to do in the future. Grab a plane out of here and go see something different.
This is the western region of Montana.
This is the Glacier National Park region.
Two stingrays hovered over our heads for several minutes.
11 countries in 33 days.
Cool remotes.
Live from Aubert sur la Falaise, up in the beautiful Lanaudière region of Quebec. Town of Jamaica, Vermont. We said we wanted to go to Jamaica. They sent us to Vermont.
Caesar's Pocono Palace Resort, Pocono Mountains of Northeast Pennsylvania, or
Northeast Kingdom, and I'm here at the Inn on the Common with one of our longtime friends of the show, Jim Lamberti.
Having a great time sitting here at the Ocean Place Resort.
We're in Essex Junction, Vermont, at the Champlain Valley Fair.
For the Great Eagle Hotel in Kowloon.
Inn at Essex, in Essex Junction, Vermont. Penny House Inn on Cape Cod in Easton, Mass.
Lake George, New York, at Fort Wayne Henry Resort.
Carefree Resort and Villas in beautiful Carefree, Arizona.
Legendary Mr. Steer Steerburger Restaurant downtown Montreal.
The Biloxi Tricentennial.
York region just north of Toronto.
Good morning, Willem.
Great guest.
Mike Maxfield is the museum manager of the Manchester United Football Club Museum Hall of Fame at the Old Trafford Stadium. A must-see for any visitor to Manchester.
Lauren Demaret joining us online.
Hi, this is Gerald Trombley, Mayor of Montreal.
Francine Barlatti from Super Clubs and Denny Cordero of Air Canada Vacation.
Hi, this is Hudson Foga.
We have the Minister of Tourism, Culture and
Recreation.
The Honorable Paul Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
And best of all, it's fun.
I ended up in a nude volleyball game.
You guys are insane.
This is where you want to go for a steak.
Can you believe these guys?
I just wanted to know if it was the largest and finest cut.
So you have to be careful when you're jumping around with nothing on.
So join us, won't you, every Saturday on Star Guide 3.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world via the internet. I am Willem Backus, live on location in paradise, the beautiful Hilton Waikoloa Village in the big island of Hawaii. And it's my third time here, and I don't ever want to go home. No, you can keep your snow and ice yourself with me right here in beautiful Hilton, in beautiful Hawaii. Hilton Waikoloa Village is Nikki Hunter.
My first time here.
And Linda Jehanovich.
Me.
We're all happy and a little bit giddy here. And I'm the only one who didn't have my ties. I'm the only one who can't pronounce a word straight. So that's kind of fun. And speaking of paradise, just leading to this and coming up in our next segment, we have Jim and Karen from Banji's Paradise Restaurant. Real special place because, you know, every now and then you happen upon a restaurant and you think, oh, that's good food.
Nom, 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 nom.
We promise we won't try and press you too hard to get the secret ingredients.
Yeah.
But man, it was good.
I want more grits.
It really, really was good. And you guys
because you want me to have something to kiss, right?
Grits. Don't underestimate the power of grits. I love grits. And the way that they were able to put that together with seafood me was a first, and it was incredible.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
We'll get into it because, you know, it's not here at the beachfront. It's more in Waikoloa Village, which is a little east. It's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Go find it. It's right next to the golf course. You are going to be glad you did.
Mm-hmm.
And more on that later on. It's just too special, too much to talk about. You know, when you're on a trip in paradise and you're trying to find ways of stowing away, hiding away underneath someone's porch or something, we each have our own special reasons for loving Hawaii. And, of course, there's very little reasons not to love Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what exactly is wrong here in Hawaii? It's Hawaii, man. Everything is good here.
It's beautiful.
From hang loose to everything. Have our special reasons for coming out here, including our mascot, Maurice the Moroccan monkey. I don't know if we got proper pictures or more.
I don't know, but I got a great view right now. So.
Now. Well, how did
I just realized how bad that must look.
How did Nikki tell me one day? Naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty.
See?
Spanking the monkey.
I know where your mind is.
Always in the same place. I have a 40-track double-sided mind.
Every now and then I'm going to dig it out.
You'll get it. But we each have our special reasons for loving Hawaii. And one of the things that charmed me originally was when Nikki Hunter told me of her special reasons. Can you get into a little bit thing that makes Hawaii special for you?
Hawaii is not just a tropical paradise where you can come in and relax, but it's also a very romantic destination. Yeah. And I mean, it's probably one of the most common places people go to get married, to have weddings, to just to enjoy honeymoons. And I have a very special connection to Hawaii just because I've never been here before. But my boyfriend, Wes, who lived here for a year. He came with us, and this was always a part of him. It was a piece of him. He says, if you ever want to see me really be me, then you ought to see me in Hawaii. I was like, well, then that's where I need to go. I want to see this place that brings out the best in everyone, that relaxation, that, you know, that Hawaii time.
Yeah.
Instead of being stressed out over your everyday lives and whatever is going to, you know, what time schedule we need to be on. So it had a very romantic aspect for me. I wanted to see what it was like to truly be here and to visit the spots and see the things that he's seen. And he told me, he's like, if I ever get married, he's never been married before, if I ever get married, it's going to be in Hawaii. I'm like, well, then let's go take a look.
Yeah. She's found the spot.
I found the spot. Well, I did when we did the Hilton tour.
Yes.
We got to see a wedding taking place right on one little cove area. And it was so beautiful. And they had the flowers on the ground. And you had the groomsmen and the bridesmaid lined up in beautiful, beautiful purple and white.
Yeah, that was in front of the palace tower. That was some more special view. I don't know if you guys came here much.
Yeah, my nephew was married here last year, and it was pretty amazing. Yeah, right here. Right on the cove.
Just right on the cove.
Right on the cove.
Just letting the cat out of the bag.
On the coast, they're beautiful. Very, very
You know, yeah. Better than that, Radio Man and everything.
Yeah, we saw him get married right there on the coast. It was wonderful. Just yeah. very
that,
beautiful.
That's a sneak preview of our special guest coming up, of course, Jim and Karen from
Aloha.
And just to be able to see that and to feel the gentle romance and the novelty of being here in a paradise with the ones that you love. It's just, it fed my soul. It was really, really a beautiful thing to experience with him going to the Black Sand Beach
with him.
Yes, and we took many pictures on there, and that's up on the blog. You can see that at twc.ca, as well as many other pictures that are going to be there. And
not those pictures.
Special request.
That's your secret stash, Willem. Although someone is requesting bikini pictures, right, Linda?
Oh, yeah. I've had a few requests come up, and I'm like, all right,
you're not
come
getting
on,
my
really?
Chocolate chip cookies. That's my stuff.
It's a family show, guys. Come on.
It's a romantic spot, and you want to share it with someone that you love. This is not a solo destination unless you're doing soul searching, and, mm-hmm. and in which case, more than welcome to do that here, because you will find yourself here in Hawaii. Yeah. But it's something to experience with somebody else. So when you come here, it's all about love and that connection, and to be able to take the videos and the pictures with Wes. It allowed me to experience something that is, you know, rare to find in this world.
Would it be fair to say that you're a bit renewed of spirit, even in this one short week that you've been here?
It's truly, yes. I've been making special efforts to try to, you know, to do my meditation with them, to do the video blog so that way I can remember the very specific people that were here. And I'm doing a like little tiny interviews, little 30-second interviews with Neptune Charlie people and some people at specific restaurants. It's just I want to be able to feel the culture and also the people who live here and make it home, call it home, and are willing to share their home. And that is just a wonderful thing that I'm glad to be able to experience with Wes.
And that is one of the more interesting parts. Even myself, the renewal, there are some very serene places right here, on the property here, the Hilton Waikoloa Village, this place they call Buddha Point, which, you know, it's what on the far end of the resort, right by the Ocean Tower, and there you are by the Pacific Ocean, mm-hmm. and you can just tune everything out and just have, you know, for me, I had to tune an AM radio station to the wrong station to get the same effect. Recreate a poor man's ocean in my backyard. Although that was as good as my radio ever got, so that's kind of stuff that I
white noise.
Yeah. That's what my mother calls me.
White noise. Aww.
Wow, wow, wow.
There we go. It begins.
Timing.
My sister, of course, I took her advice and I got lost out here. And but I'm starting to find myself, so I'm pretty sure she's going to be angry with me again. Growing up in a family like that.
Yeah.
Makes me want to stay out here. But of course, we've got Jim and Karen coming up in the next segment, of course. They're living the dream here in Hawaii. And you know what? It's what is even more heartwarming when we walk into the restaurant just to see the smiles on their face. Yeah. And go, man, I want to be that happy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's just charming. You sit there going, oh, this is going to be good. And it shows in everything in that particular restaurant. Sneak preview. Banshee's Paradise. We love the place, so this is why we're glad you got to join us here.
It's a place you can call home. I mean, there's the bar there, and people know each other by name, and it's really neat to be a part of that, just to walk up and go like, hey, and be immediately accepted.
Yes.
Instead of like, what are you doing here?
Yeah,
it's not like that at all.
No, that was another place. We won't talk about that place.
Well, that ironically was a Friendly's restaurant in Amesbury, Massachusetts, and the person literally said, "What do you want?" And I said, "Were you at their? You know, McDonald's has their management training program, right? McDonald's at Hamburger University, and I'm just wondering at Friendly's, what do they call it? You know, something new. Anyway." Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Look for our blogs and photos and videos on www.twc.ca. Stay listening, everybody. Travel World.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
At Porter, we're very status conscious. Conscious that you shouldn't need special airline status to be well taken care of. You're the star of the show. Luxurious departure lounges, then in-flight leather seats with lots of legroom, plus complimentary drinks and snacks make every passenger a VIP. Book at flyporter.com to enjoy a suitably elevated status, especially after takeoff. Porter, flying refined.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rail's Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Yeah, I know, it's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay, thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. I'm Willem Backus. I am live on location at the wonderful, beautiful, incomparable paradise here on Earth at the Hilton Waikoloa Village on the beautiful big island of Hawaii. That last lead back clip, of course, called Summer's Here. And I like it when summer's here all the time. And here we are in the middle of February with all my friends freezing their fingertips off of
there's
the snow.
There's snow back home.
Hey, you said the S word. No S words.
Yeah, snow. Snow is terrible.
As long as I don't have to see it, I can
snow
say
is
it.
A bad word. It's a bad word in my language, snow and ice. It's my friend Paul Lamontagne's birthday today. And, of course, he is stuck in Montreal in all the snow.
We told him to come.
We'll send him sunshine and thought.
We'll send him a picture and make him really, 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 really jealous.
Now that's just cruel. That's cruelty.
I'll go on that new cruise, of course, with the air mattress they send you out to sea and tell you to go sleep with a fish. Wish you were here.
Oh.
No. that's the fun thing. You know, and of course, you get lost here in paradise and mm-hmm. Of course, they told me to go where life is beautiful all the time, and I'm not sure whether they really meant for me to go here to Hilton Waikoloa Village or another padded room someplace. But we have our special guest, of course. I've been teasing everybody about it, and with a good reason, because this is one place that you cannot miss. If you come here to the Big Island of Hawaii, I don't care if you're staying at Hilo. Drive out here, go to Waikoloa Village, and go to a place called Banji's Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
It is worth the drive. Trust me. They make some of the best pork sliders, prime rib sliders, chili, and of course guys love fried cheese.
Yeah. That was so good.
Guy code is very clear on fried cheese.
Yeah.
But it was so good. I want more of it. I'm sitting here and I can't eat another bite, and I'm taking the take home, you know, the takeaway box, and the pork slider, it was found itself within 8 inches of my mouth, and it had to sneak a little bite in. And Nikki said, I saw that.
Like, I did. It was so good. They had three little mini sandwiches, three or four sandwiches in front of you, three beautiful sandwiches, and they were all about the size of your palm. Nothing too
well, not his palm.
Not my palm.
Not his palm. Okay, my palm. And just a great sampling of each of the tastes that Banji's had to offer. And then, of course, we sat down like, okay, what do you recommend? And you guys have won awards for your fish tacos, right? As well as your pulled pork?
Yes, we have. We won 4 awards this past year. 2 People Choice Awards, Last Chef Standing, and then Judge Award with Sam Choi, which was... We were very happy to do because we were going up against 5-star hotels and restaurants. That's so we're fabulous. Very, very proud of it. It was for our fish tacos, our pulled pork sandwich, our tortilla soup, and Mama's potato salad.
Oh, yum.
Mama's
yum.
I didn't have any Mama's potato
salad. Well, now I guess we got to go back.
Mama's, you have to come back, William.
Twist my arm.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
We'll just lead the way with the little slider sandwiches. He'll come back. Forget the breadcrumbs.
I'm like Fred Flintstone on that little cloud. You know, that's some of the most delicious food. I'm not kidding you. And the chili, it's a slightly different taste than what you're used to. But I mean, I want it. I want more. And we're saying, no, you got to sample this. You can't eat all that. And I said, but yeah. I can't help myself.
It's just calling me. Yeah. And you guys, you pride yourself in all of your food, but also your drinks. You did tell me about the Mai Tai championships.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Karen was referring to. We did win with the pulled pork slider that William enjoyed so much. And that was down at the Mai Tai Festival. It was Battle of the World's Best Barbecue.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what Karen was referring to. Sam Choi was one of the judges. Mick Fleetwood was one of the judges.
Mick Fleetwood.
Yes.
Yeah, he played,
He's
too.
A tall man.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, that's where we won that particular award.
Stevie Nicks is 7 feet tall, so that's how tall.
Yeah, I was looking up to him. I'm 6 foot, and he goes, good job, Jim. You know,
he's very, and you're looking straight up at him.
You reach up to grab his pinky.
He goes, best pulled pork I've ever had, Jim. So that was
that's
very
great.
Honorable.
That's great. What I love is that it's a family-run business, and you really do get everybody in the family involved, don't you?
We do. We have, I'm the youngest, I might say.
Yay! the baby.
But yes, the baby who just turned 50 last week.
No
so.
Way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Happy birthday. Oh, thank you. And then Mama's going to be 80 next year, and she's our pastry chef. Wonderful. So we're seven generations of chefs in our family.
You have a pastry chef in your family?
Yes.
Well, you live in Hawaii.
We're getting yes. adopted,
you have the
right?
best food around.
You need another child, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. We just got one out of college. No, and no we
diapers
can't
don't need to be changed anymore or anything.
Already done.
Well, yet.
Speaking of the child just come out of college, of course, our own son turned 22 earlier this year.
This month?
Yes, this month. We don't want time to march too quickly, right? The name Banji's Paradise.
Yes.
That's a great story. I like hearing it from both Jim and also from Karen. What a story.
Different
First
versions
of
the same
the
story.
The thing that got yes. me about it, it's great because it's a sound that jumps out at you. And you wait yep. a minute. There's something different about that. And I'm listening to it. First of all, and the graphics, it's all inviting. You want to go there. And if you think that the graphics and the website are all inviting, you got to go to this place. And we're not even scratched the surface of what's so good about it. But please regale us with the story on the origins of the name Banji's.
Well, do you want his story or do you want the real story?
No. No, they're not.
Okay.
And remember, Jim, in a marriage, what's yours is mine and what's mine is mine.
Yeah. She is right.
There you go. That's why we've been married going on 30 years.
Hey. Oh, wow. Congratulations.
So tell us both versions of the story, or all three, for that matter.
Okay. Yeah. Well, my story, my version is when my son was born, my husband just looked at him and said the name Banji's. It's basically the initials of his name, Brandon James Scaife. And growing up, he loved it. He thought it was really great. And my nickname for him was Pumpkin Face. And when he became in middle school, which is seventh grade, he turned around and told my husband, don't call me Banji anymore. That's not my name. My name is Brandon. He goes, no, you'll always be my Banji. He goes, if you call me that, I'm not going to acknowledge you.
Oh.
But it was okay for me to call him Pumpkin Face because, you know, that's okay.
So, you know, now if I meet him, yes. I'm going to be picturing him with this, like, really round and orange face.
No. He's really actually kind of thin, blonde hair, blue eyes, you know.
Oh, not even a redhead.
No.
He doesn't have one of those scraggly mouths. Yeah.
No, in fact, his eyelashes touch his eyebrows, which is pretty sad
wow.
for a boy. I know.
Wow.
Just
beautiful,
like his
though.
Dad's, you know. What are you going to do?
At least he's got two eyebrows.
Yes. Yes.
And now he's got a restaurant named after him.
I'm like my
right.
sister.
Great.
Yeah, so when he started growing up and he went to college, we started looking for a restaurant, and then we found it, and we decided to call it after him, Banji's Paradise Bar and Grill. And then when he found out that we named it Banji's, now it's okay. I'm Banji. Okay, I'm the Banji. So, but he still lets me call him Pumpkin Face. So.
I love it.
I'll go with that story. That's... Karen nailed it. That's exactly what happened.
It works, right?
I have to hear your version, Jim, of how he loved his name.
Well, I would do it constantly, like Karen mentioned, until he was probably 16. Just, hi, Banji, in front of his friends. Hey, Banji, how you doing, buddy? Papa, stop that. So I continued the legacy, and he did not like it. He did not like it that much.
A Japanese car.
The legacy. Yeah.
What is your favorite there? What's your favorite food that Banji's has? I don't know. Think about
mine
it.
Mine favorite is the grilled artichokes,
oh.
which are seasonal at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a nice balsamic glaze. Oh. Lemon, garlic.
Mm. Okay, we're going back.
I know. Everybody
secrets,
closes
okay?
their eyes.
It's got nom noms.
Yes, actually, when when it's in season, it's hard for us to keep in the house because we just can't keep enough in
really?
The restaurant because that's how much we sell of the artichokes, the grilled artichokes.
Oh, you know, it's got to be good.
Oh, it's off the hook.
I think we might have to go there for supper on Saturday.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, they're still not in. Not until probably the end of February, beginning of March is when they start coming out.
Mama's yeah. potato salad.
Mama's potato salad.
Now
tonight's
he's gotta have it.
Prime rib night.
It's prime rib night.
Trail
with
of
homemade
sliders.
Clam chowder.
There goes the arm. You're twisting it. It's okay. And what's the website so people can go there and lust?
It's www.banjis, ParadiseBarAndGrill.com. And Banjis is spelled B-A-N-J-Y-S. And it's one contiguous word. BanjisParadiseBarAndGrill.com.
Right. And Banjis himself did all the graphics.
Yes, he did. the nice little logos. Yes, he did.
Yes, he. In fact, he just graduated from graphic design.
Karen and Jim, thank you so much for coming in and do this. We want to encourage everyone to go to Banjis Paradise Bar and Grill because it is truly something you do not want to miss on this island. Sure.
Thank you. I want you for having us.
You can read the blogs at twc.ca if you want to go see pictures of the food that we ingested and completely loved. We'll be right back. This is Travel World Radio.
Across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio, by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Di Capua's Photography. Quality, professional photography services for all occasions. Let Di Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at Di Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at Di Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. Di Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in beautiful paradise here, the Hilton Waikoloa Village in Hawaii. Heaven on earth for me. And I'm here with Nikki Hunter. Nikki, welcome back to the show.
I'm here.
And Linda Janovich.
Aloha.
Oh, yes. And Linda's been very instrumental in putting a lot of these things together. We're going to have her talk with our friends Karen and Jim from the from Banji's Paradise Restaurant because we're so charmed by this place. We have special guests with us right here because this wouldn't have been possible without a great deal of assistance, help, input, and all kinds of support from Leanne Pletcher, who's Director of Marketing Communications here for the Hilton Waikoloa Village. Leanne, welcome back to Travel World.
Well, thank you. Aloha to everybody.
Aloha. What a wonderful, gorgeous place. Now, you know, we've done segments on the Hilton Waikoloa Village before, but we haven't quite really touched on all the expansive fun things there are to do around here. I mean, we've, of course, we've got the lagoon, which has puffer fish that scare me. And we've got also the different waters. Can you tell us a bit more about the water slides outside of Napoleon, who wants to conquer the world with it?
That's right. Well, our most famous water slide is at Kona Pool, which I believe you experienced. It's 175 feet, so it's of swirling fun.
Yeah,
very popular. I think any kid that comes here has gone down it at least 20 times. So
you can experience it now on the website, twc.ca, because Willem actually filmed as he was going down that slide.
I was going to say, this is not just a child thing that went down 20 times. I have bruises on my elbows to support the cannonballing I was trying to do. It's like, okay, what position do I have to be in to go down the fastest? So we tried like at least five different positions, and it was a lot of fun, and you have some great friendly staff too that helped us.
Yeah, right. Our fun folks from Ocean Sports help us at our pools and also at our saltwater lagoon, which is another place where I think you discovered the puffer fish.
Yes. That's my favorite place.
Yeah, you can go snorkeling and stand up paddling. They've got kayaks and beach toys, which is super. But the other slides are at our Kohala River pool over by Ocean Tower, and so it's a series of little mini slides. So for the the ones that aren't quite as adventurous, those are a good starter.
I like those too. And you were mentioning that in that particular pool, it's almost like a lazy river. Some of the currents
that's correct. Yeah, it is a lazy river, so you can kind of float kind of gently down the stream if you will.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, Linda likes to call me a floater, so that could be good or bad depending on the context. But either way, but I'll sit there, and I just love the thing about swimming and water in general. For me, it's like the world's greatest easy chair, because if you learn to float properly, you're just sitting there in total relaxation. You know, I could do this infomercial on it, but infomercials are kind of fun. But you can swim here, and there's tons of room for everybody, and you also have almost like a sand bottom pool for children.
Yeah, the Kona pool on one side is sand bottom for the little kids, and there's also some big statues of whales and turtles for the kids to play on. So yeah, the families just love it here. We are one of the number one family resorts.
Well, I like also that you have the camps, so that if the parents want a little bit of quiet time, they can enroll their children in that, you said, day and night, and they do different activities with the kids.
Yeah, it's called Club Keiki, and yeah, it's for kids 5 to 12, and they go fishing, they go hiking, so they just have a fun day, yeah, while mom and dad maybe go to dinner or just hang out by the pool.
You just hope that the parents
don't
forget
about them.
Or go down
the slides. Yeah, exactly. We'll find them.
We're having too much fun.
That's
Kids, what kids?
Hey, the kids don't want to go home.
No.
I mean, a daycare at the Hilton Waikoloa Village?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of chores do you have to do to land that gig? Yeah, I was brought to Barb's basement again.
That's right.
I'm at Hilton Waikoloa Village. I shoveled the driveway, and I did my homework twice a day. Oh, what a tropical paradise. Because you've got Flagstone here, and I read in the, you know, that the flagstone was quarried around Flagstaff, Arizona, so it's got that beautiful red rock color to it. And it's all over. You've got these walking paths and a lot of different intricate paths around here, lined with palm trees. And I'm going to defer to Linda, who knows actually what these plants actually are.
I don't.
Pretty colors, look.
Nikki's the one who knows the trees and stuff. So I'm going to put her under. I know some of the flowers. He thinks because I was a florist that I know everything there is to know about all plants and flowers. Oh, no.
Compared to me.
I know lots, but not everything. No.
Just nod and smile. Go, yes,
I know everything. Yes, honey. Yes, dear.
We have them
yes,
all fooled. Yes. It's okay.
Actually, we have
it's red.
Leanne, can you get into some of the folia around here? Because truly, you have all kinds of different plants here. We see the groundskeepers active all the time, keeping them wonderful shape. What are some of the real signature plants and some of the special ones that you have around here?
And as you mentioned, we do have a full-time landscaping crew. You're absolutely right, because we are 62 acres, so we have all sorts of different palm trees. The signature flower is our Naupaka flower. We have what they call the Makai version, and it's a whole Hawaiian story about two lovers sort of torn apart by one of the Hawaiian goddesses. And the Mauka Naupaka flower and the Makai Naupaka flower, when you put them together, form one flower. So that's when the two lovers come together. So you'll find the Naupaka flower throughout the whole property. But we have plumeria, we've got hibiscus, we've got, I'm going to draw a blank now too, but if I look around, I'll probably see them all. But there's, it's quite a tropical forest and garden here.
Beautiful.
You know, it's funny you touched on that story, The Legend of the Islands, with the star-crossed lovers, where you have a goddess and she... You know, they want to get together and the plants and things. You have various legends like that. I mean, at the Luau, the Legends of the Pacific Luau that we attended on Tuesday, they also touched on one from Mauna Kea. And it was the snow goddess, and there was these two lovers got together. A legend there. But rather than get too deep into that, what I wanted to get in, there's all these little stories of the island, and it just evokes this whole notion of romance. I mean, you can get into the words of it, but you just got to get into the feeling of it all. And then you can get carried away by the spirit, which is truly going to not just relax you, but it's going to rejuvenate you.
Yeah, there's a real sense of calm and peace about the island. And you really catch that sort of aloha spirit about, it's all about the mana, if I'm using that term correctly. But it's, I know when I first came here, when my foot hit the tarmac at the airport, I just thought, I'm in Hawaii. This is where I need to be. And it's in the air, it's in the ocean, it's with the people. It's just truly a special place.
And you're originally from South Bend, Indiana. Now, I love Indiana. Of course, that's where my favorite NASCAR driver is from. Go 14. They even have a license plate, a Tony Stewart license plate. So. But I betray my interest there. But you come here, and I can truly understand that. Because, I mean, coming from Montreal, landing down here, Kona Airport, a series of huts. And you just, it's got to charm you, because here you are on the side of the Big Island, largely made, it's all volcanic rock. And so what they do is they have these little areas which they've just leveled out and turned into. That's the airport. This is Waikoloa. This is Waikoloa Beach.
Right. No, the conversion from the lava to the resorts and the different places you're talking about is just amazing. You know, to think it's lava rock.
I'm going to have to put up the videos from when we were in 1998, because we went to a golf resort here. And, when we look out at the Ocean Tower, you've got between the fairways these piles and piles of lava rock. And for me, it's like being a giant barbecue. And, of course, I just thought it was so cool. Now, my golfing and bowling scores should truly be changed, and then I'll have some chance of actually competing. But I'm out there with my buddy Steve, and I should put up the clip when we were at the fifth hole on this particular course, because it was a short hole. And I think I must have shot 30 on one hole. And we were sitting there, and they had the refreshment truck, and we were going, it's Hawaii, man. Who cares? The ball dribbles 10 feet, or it goes into the lava rock. And we're taking a look at all the golf balls. You just try to retrieve them, but it's all sharp lava rock, so that's kind of interesting and fun. But all in all, it is because they've converted that back. And also when we took the Blue Hawaiian helicopter tour, one of the things is that because of all the minerals that are in there, it ends up turning into a place where you can grow pretty well anything you want around here. And I started thinking, Hawaiian apples.
Yeah. He forgets that some things don't grow without cool
That's
air.
That's right. Yes. Apples don't do so good here.
A little too warm.
Yes.
But we Maybe have. You can grow an apple pie tree, though.
Mama's apple pie. And we return full circle. The circle is complete. We have returned to Banji's paradise.
Well, we do have Karen and Jim here from Banji's Paradise still, and Leanne from the Hilton Waikoloa Valley. And it's just, am I saying that right?
Village.
Village. Not saying it right. Smack me.
It. This time it wasn't me.
I think she
Nikki.
Needs a Mai Tai.
I do. I haven't had any alcohol yet, and I'm planning on rectifying that later. But you guys, it just really have made Hawaii a truly a taster's paradise. You come in, you see, you taste, you feel. It's just really, really incredible. So thank you.
Thank you.
Please stick around for the last segment, because we're going to return to Banji's Paradise. Source of all my favorite foods in the world now.
Slider trail.
William, come back.
See, it's beckoning me. Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet, www.twc.ca. See our sound clips and our videos.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Today we acted like a five-year-old with our five-year-old. Boarded the Titanic and lived to tell about it.
Yes. Yay. Oh, yeah.
Rode five rides and had 100 laughs. What all will you do? The center of fun in the Smokies is a small town called Pigeon Forge, where families come together. Visit mypigeonforge.com to learn more.
Fly with Porter, and everything just seems closer. It starts with our city center airport, just a hop, skip, and jump away from downtown Toronto. Our Toronto City Airport is compact and modern, so there's no jostling as you breeze through check-in. And a comfortable chair is never far away. In fact, you could say the journey is close to perfect. Wherever you're going, just got closer.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Back to sports probably means back to school or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location. When you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain, visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. I'm Willem Backus, right here on location in paradise, heaven on earth, right here at the beautiful Hilton Waikoloa Village in Hawaii on the Big Island, and I don't ever want to go home. I'm here with Nikki Hunter. Nikki, welcome back to the show.
Aloha.
And Linda Jahanovich.
Aloha.
Who's frolicking with Maurice the Moroccan Monkey, our
Maurice
show mascot.
Maurice is dancing. He's hanging from my microphone.
And we wouldn't let Jim and Karen leave.
We're keeping
our special
them.
Guests from Banji's Paradise. Because there are places you go to eat, and there are places that you float on the cloud, and you sit there going, I want more of that. Give me another one of those. You said it's prime rib night?
Yes. Prime rib night and clam chowder.
Oh. And a loaded baker.
Oh, loaded baker. It's huge.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sitting there.
Beautiful Idaho loaded baker.
I'm watching Wes, and he's looking at one dessert.
Look, drool.
And Wes is going, please suck. Damn, that didn't suck.
Yeah, she's like, no, I can't eat anymore. I can't. Oh, there's more.
Yeah, that's where I regret having that little tiny tummy now. I want to be able to eat.
Yeah. Banji's Paradise.
Bar
well
and grill.
Well worth the visit. Banji's Paradise, you just take the main road just a few miles over to Waikoloa Road, because this is Waikoloa Beach. And then you go, I think, 6 miles?
6 miles up the hill,
Up the hill. And then you get into actually Waikoloa Village proper. Hang a left on
Paniola.
Paniola, thank you.
You're welcome.
That street. It's around the corner, well worth it. They're right off the golf course. And what an amazing place. You walk into it, and it's not an imposing building or anything. It's very warm and inviting. And you walk in. And immediately you get the sense of comfort, friendly, and fun. And you have this one room to the side, and you have movie night?
Yes, we do. Family movie night on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
Family movie night.
You got to love that.
So you bring people down there. I mean, even the eats and treats at Banji's, and then you got to go one better. The only thing better would be, like, karaoke tonight.
Yeah. We have karaoke tonight, actually. Thursday through Saturday, karaoke at Banji's.
We forgot that one.
Yes.
After the
Can
banjos.
We bring our own karaoke songs? I got karaoke
Absolutely.
Songs.
Absolutely. We have connections.
He's a serious karaoke.
And that's till what time? Because we'll do it straight from the manta rays.
7 o'clock it starts.
And does it end?
Yes, we do end it.
Oh, it goes all night long, right?
Yeah, of course.
I realize till dusk. Karaoke's not for everybody. Till dusk.
And dawn.
Okay. Dusk is 7 o'clock.
Yeah. It is.
So basically you get like one note
one song.
And that's it.
But when you walk into Banji's Paradise, and you can go check out the website, is banjisparadisebarandgrill.com. And Banji's is Banjys. ParadiseBarAndGrill.com. You walk in and you see a bar, and it's open air. Like you have an awning area, and it's like an almost outdoor seating area, but not.
It's a lanai. Yes, and the door opens up through inside the wall, so it comes right into our bar.
There's a mural on the wall, which
so
is
beautiful.
Just breathtakingly beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's artwork in this place too. It's family friendly. Yeah. Best food on the island.
You like a picture? You can take it home.
That's right. You can. Yeah, we have some amazing artists and musicians that actually live here in the village, And I mean, we have a gentleman that's playing tonight. His name is Jim Major. He opens up for Sting, Beyonce, wow. Elton John. Wow. He just did an opening for Santana. Amazing, amazing talent. And he'll be playing here tonight at 7 o'clock.
Where do you meet all these people?
They actually came in to introduce themselves. It's a very friendly village. And it's almost like everybody does know your name. It's like a small Cheers, but it's called Banjis.
It's better than Cheers.
Thank you.
Can we just say that you guys, with such a big name and such other big celebrities coming through, that your restaurant's only 19 months old right now.
That's right. Yes. Oh. Yes, we're going on our 2-year anniversary coming up in July. You should come for it.
Congratulations.
Yeah. All right, please come again. Yeah, we should. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wes and I are putting that down.
Yeah. Come back.
Follow the trail.
Sliders across the ocean.
He's going to be hearing that little mantra.
And I'm going to do that. I'm going to get all these slider buns across the ocean. I will run across
the ocean. little buoys on them, right?
I'll Baba along.
And swim with the fish.
That's swim it. With the fishes.
that was the sleep with the fishes crew.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why are my flippers made out of concrete? But mama. Oh yeah, Banjis Paradise. What an incredible! It's just not just the name which is inviting. Mm. And you walk in there and sit where you like. Oh my goodness, comfortable. People are friendly.
Very friendly.
Maya. What an amazing lady who served us that night.
Thank you. Yes, she's one of my lead servers. She's incredible. She does a lot of our banquets, and she gets a lot of requests. She's a very aloha girl.
She was really great.
Oh, she was wonderful. She put up with us. I mean, that's
that's a big thing. Anybody who can put up with us for a little while.
Between the Mai Tais, the margaritas, and the longboards we were drinking, I think we were getting liquored up. It
there
was wonderful.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to taste any of the desserts?
Yes.
Yes. Vanilla ice cream. My eyes nearly popped out of my head. I'm
serious. I wish I would have caught a picture of that. It was hilarious.
And what was the brownie? The big old brownie molten.
The lava flow?
Oh,
that was it.
Mama makes those. And I'm going to tell you, my mom makes the best pecan pie on this island. No joke. Oh. Because Mama says so.
Oh, my.
Mama's potato salad.
She makes them from scratch.
Barbecue pork sliders.
Amazing.
Pecan pie.
Yep, apple, cherry, blueberry.
But better.
We were rolled out, if you do remember. I mean, there were wheelbarrows for us. It's just like, just kick them out.
They do supply service, to get you from your table to your car.
We do.
And catering, though. You guys, catering. If they can't get to your restaurant,
we can
go
take
to
it
them.
To you. That's right, great. With our full bar.
What? With the full bar?
With the full bar.
You cater full bar?
We do.
Wow.
Anywhere on the island.
Our room is over there.
I was actually going to ask, how long do you think it would take for you to get a delivery out to Virginia?
Wow. Well, let's
see. I'll place my order now if I have to.
I know Karen's out there. You here for hour. Why are you here for hour?
You're here long time, son.
You go, girl.
You see, you got to love it. They just roll right with it.
That's good.
It truly is a friendly place. But it was also like the lady from Neptune Charlie. She puts on this accent looking for, that is the missing slipper. I said, I found the slipper. Yeah.
Speaking of German, we have different theme nights. Tuesdays and Saturdays are always $2 taco nights.
Oh.
Thursdays are Hawaiian nights. So all of our specials are... made around our special theme.
Nice.
And always Sundays, usually some kind of Italian, Sicily, or some kind of
we had the Southwestern.
European. Yes, Southwestern was last night.
As Karen mentioned, Italian night, family movie night. Sunday, it's all-you-can-eat spaghetti for $9.95.
Right.
And special cakey meals for $4.
Cakey, what does that mean?
Kids
meals.
You've been here how long? And you don't know what cakey means?
I have it on my wristband.
Hello,
for the
girlfriend.
For the water slide.
Oh, no, you didn't.
That's right. There's a head wobble and everything.
Oh, my God.
Much to learn, Padawan.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. That's next visit. We'll teach you something new each time.
Much to learn. I'll have to come back then.
Like Jim says, come back.
Come back. Come back.
Follow the trail of sliders.
Yeah.
Climb the steps.
The pecan steps.
Never, ever, ever want to leave Hawaii because no. It's so wonderful. And you guys are gracious enough to call it home and to say welcome. I mean, how many tourists do you get to get coming into through your doors?
Oh my gosh, on a daily basis. Thank goodness for Paniello Greens, general manager Denise Young. We have a package deal that we do with them, and they send all their customers over to us. And
that's great.
Yeah, we're their restaurant because they don't have one, so they adopted us, and so do a lot of things together, which is wonderful.
Will you adopt us?
We will. Oh, yeah.
Porch.
Always, William.
Porch.
I don't wanna go.
Always.
I'll sleep outdoors. It's okay.
That's it. I do windows,
sadly,
by the way.
Like all great things, all great times are a voyage of discovery. You must come to an end here on the Travel World Radio Show. Jim, Karen from Banji's Paradise Bar and Grill, thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You.
It was a pleasure.
And we really enjoyed it.
And see all the pictures and the blogs and posts that we do. Linda has a few incredible ones at twc.ca.
Thanks for joining us this edition of Travel World. I'm Willem Backus.
Nikki Hunter.
Linda Tihanovic.
Aloha.
Aloha from Banji's.
Happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.